Okay, what we're going to do now is to recognize that when you speak, usually your cheeks are not drawn tightly in. Most people have a little bit of air in their cheeks when they speak, though not a lot. I want you to say the following, with your cheeks puffed out as much as your mouth and face muscles will allow while your mouth is open. This may require that your mouth be just barely open as opposed to very open. And say the following. The sentence is, I wonder how I sound with puffy cheeks. And now I'm going to do it along with you so that you can laugh at me too. Ready? I wonder how I sound with puffy cheeks. If you did that well, then you probably found that you were trying to push air out through more resistance, and that your cheeks were puffing out with greater airflow from your lungs. Almost as though you were pushing the air of your voice through a wall of airflow resistance. It doesn't help your tonal beauty, does it? Let's do it once more. I wonder how I sound with puffy cheeks. Take several seconds to try this out on your own. Can you hear and/or feel what I'm doing and talking about? If not, stop and try it again until you feel that resistance. We want to physically teach our mouths what increased air resistance in the mouth really feels like when we're holding the air that's in our mouths in too much. Your speech should have sounded muffled during that exercise. Okay, if that worked out well for you, it's time to move on to the next exercise. If not, stop and do the exercise a few more times now, then continue playing when you're ready. This time, I want you to draw your cheeks tightly inward so there's no air in the sides of the mouth, if you can help it. Allow your mouth to open as much as it wants to when you say the following. Here's the sentence. When I draw my cheeks inward like this, it sounds very, very flat. And I'm going to do it now with you. When I draw my cheeks inward like this, it sounds very, very flat. Once again now, and listen to the effect. When I draw my cheeks inward like this, it sounds very, very flat. Take several seconds to try this out on your own. It's almost like you push the air from your lungs, straight through the mouth and out, with no place to strongly resonate, and it just sounds more like a tube. And I don't know about you, but I find it a little nasal. My nose tends to resonate a little when I do that. So as you've done the above two exercises, puffy cheeks and drawn-in cheeks, I invite you to stop for a moment and do some variations of them with slight differences in how much you puff your cheeks out, and conversely, how much you draw your cheeks inward. In doing this, we can teach our mouths the optimal middle zone between too much air in the cheeks as we speak and too little. If you're resisting the flow of air from your lungs, your voice will have sounded more muffled, and if you're not allowing any air into your cheeks, your voice will sound a little more nasal, flat, and perhaps a little bit tinny. The optimal amount of space for a warm, soothing voice is what sounds best coming from your mouth, and from the opposite perspective, the optimal sound coming from your mouth will be achieved when you have just the right amount of air in your cheeks. All right, good job. It's time to move on. So if you want to practice the above exercises before moving on, feel free to stop now and do so, and press play again when you're ready to have some fun with your tongues.